The 139th Psalm. If you have your place there, let's stand together. And then I'm going to read a couple of verses. I'm going to pray. You join me with your heart in praying. And then I want you to open your ears and open your heart for a few moments here and take this. And I hope you'll be able to apply it to your life as I have in my life for these many years. Psalm 139. Verse number 23, very familiar verses. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Our Heavenly Father, we're so thankful tonight for the wonderful privilege we have to be able to gather together as men, women, and young people here to open up this blessed book and, Lord, to be able to glean something from it that will help us in our lives. We certainly are thankful for a God who has shown us how much he loved us by giving his son to die and shed his blood for our sins. And what a wonderful privilege it is for us to be able to live and serve you today. And I pray with all the things that we battle in life, I pray that you will help us to glean something from your word that will help us in this Christian life. And I pray that you'll take me tonight as your servant. I pray you'll cleanse me of any sin, empty me of self, fill me with thine Holy Spirit. You bless the preaching and teaching of God's holy word. We ask it in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you so much for standing. The last several days I have been reading as a part of my devotional time through the book of Proverbs. I love Proverbs, and there are a lot of practical precepts in Proverbs. There's some things that you can glean from Proverbs to be able to help us in our Christian life. So I finish up and been reading the last several days along with the rest of the Bible reading, the book of Proverbs. But I jotted down some verses that I was reading through here the last several days, and I want you to listen to the words of these verses here. The first one I have here is Proverbs 16:1. You don't have to turn there, but just listen to what it says. The preparations of the heart in man and the answers of the tongue is from the Lord. In other words, if my heart is going to be prepared, it's going to take God to do that. If I'm going to say what I need to say in life, then my heart has to be prepared by God in order to just speak right. The preparations of the heart in man, and that's not talking about just the male species, it's talking about mankind and every person, it is from the Lord. Here's another one that I jotted down. It says, everyone that is proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord. Imagine that. If I'm pride in the heart, I'm an abomination, not just an offense to man, but an abomination to the Lord. Though hand joined in hand, he shall not be unpunished. I jotted another one down in Proverbs 16:9 that says this: a man's heart devises his way, but the Lord directeth his steps. In Proverbs 4:23, it says this: keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. I mean, and there are more and more verses throughout to read in the Bible. I think the Bible is trying to tell us something. There's something special about the heart. In other words, what I am in life, what I become in life, what I do in life, what I say in life, how I behave in life, how I look in life, whatever I do is based upon the heart. Now, if that's not enough to hear that the heart, I mean, pride can make it an abomination and I can go astray, I can do all of these things, the challenge is to keep the heart. But Jeremiah puts it this way. And this is the one that really gets me. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. And it ends in this question, who can know it? Let me read that again. The heart, I'm talking about this thing that the preparations need to come from God. I'm talking about where all the issues of life, God's word says it's deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I've heard many times, and I've said myself a phrase that goes something like this. I searched my heart, and after searching my heart, I found myself to be okay. You ever said that? You ever heard that? How many here tonight to say, preacher, I can honestly say there are times in life on a regular basis where I have searched my heart. We do that on a regular basis. We search our hearts. But can a person really know his or her heart? Can I really search my heart and come up with a conclusion that based on what I have found, what I saw, what I felt, I can make it in life? I remember about a year before I got saved. I was saved in July 22nd, 1976, but a year or so before that, we often sit at our dining room table, and my wife used to tell me all the time, you need to get religion. You need to go to church. You need to get right with God. And I remember saying to her one time, I've searched my heart, and the Bible says only the pure in heart shall see heaven. My heart's just as pure as yours. Can you imagine a lost man on his way to hell saying he searched his heart and found out his heart is as pure as somebody else? I've learned some things in life. Self-examination is not an easy thing. And I'll tell you something else. Self-examination does not give us an accurate assessment of the heart. Just because I say I searched my heart doesn't mean that what I found, what I saw, what I have reason to be what I ought to do doesn't make it right. We're living in a day where there are more Christian people that are falling by the wayside. We're living in a day, and I'm going to give you some, we're living in a day when I'm convinced today that this thing called the heart that the Bible's already says is wicked and deceitful above all things. I think that we have found ourselves going through life trying to live according to what we saw when we searched our heart. But we're not an authority on the heart. After all the ways of man are clean in his own eyes. If I search my heart, and if I don't search it, if I'm looking for something, there are certain things in my heart that I want to find because I want to find something in my heart that's going to line up the way I think, the way I want to live, what I want to do in life. We live in a world today where I think we've lost sight of what Christianity is all about. And I believe the problem today is that we're busy searching our hearts. For instance, there's a generation of Christian people today that you can just observe and know they're not right with God. But they're happy, go lucky, going through life, look any way they want to, behave any way they want to, act any way they want to, and you wonder why. Maybe it's that little thing called the heart. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. And I'm searching, and there are a lot of sincere, genuine people on a regular basis. I get down every day of my life and I pray this prayer, and I want as best as I know. I want to search my heart. I want my heart to be right. I want to live right and do right, but I'm not an authority on heart searching. A couple weeks ago, I was teaching my seasoned saints. Most of us have been saved for a long time, and I was challenging them. Boy, we got to make sure we stand faithful in the things of God. Because every time a preacher or every time a Christian or every time someone falls and all of a sudden the things that we used to believe and the things that we stood for, we lose sight of those things. We're telling the generation that I think haven't found out what they need to find about life, that maybe what we believed in our heart was not what it should have been. And may God help us to understand this thing called the heart. Now the psalmist David wanted to know God. He knew something that we need to know today. The heart is deceitful. That's not man saying that. That's God saying that from his word. I have a wicked heart that needs to be searched every day of my life. But it doesn't need to be searched by me. It needs to be searched by God. And what the psalmist is saying is what I want to challenge you with here tonight. There's a major difference when God examines the heart than when man examines even his own heart. And I want to take these two verses tonight, and I want you to look and listen and feel and sense what the psalmist, I'm talking about a man after God's own heart, a man that said, I know my heart is desperately wicked. I know it's deceitful. I need to know the truth about me. I don't want to see something that I see, God Almighty. I want you to examine my heart and help me to get to where I need to be in my life. God is the only one who can truly examine the heart. And we need to ask him to do it like the psalmist. Now let's see what happens when God examines the heart. What was David praying? What was he asking? He says, God, I want you to examine my heart. He knew he'd been through enough in life. And if we're honest tonight, our hearts have deceived us in a lot of things. It has made us believe something that is not necessarily what the Bible tells us and do things all the time. There are people falling all the time because they search their heart. And when they finish searching their heart told them, you're okay. Everything's right. This is right. Do this. Be this. Go here. It's okay because your heart says it is. Well, the psalmist says, I want God to search my heart. I want God to examine my heart. And notice what happens when God examines the heart. He says in verse 23, the first part of it, he said, search me. And notice the next two words. Oh God. And know my heart. He was saying, God, I'm not satisfied with what I see. You think David, a man after God's own heart, didn't search his heart? You think David didn't ask God every day of his life, prayed? You think, you look around here today, you think men, women, boys, and girls, we don't on a regular basis search our heart. We don't examine ourselves. David said, that's not enough. That's not enough for me. I know my heart. I know it's wicked. I know it's deceitful. I know it's not always honest to me. So here's what I want. Oh God, search my heart. We're not talking about the preacher. We're not talking about a spouse. We're not talking about a mom or dad. We're talking about Almighty God who sees all, knows all. I want you to search my heart. Amen. One thing is certain. When God examines the heart, he will search it. Now, here's the problem. In order to get God to search my heart, I've got to have enough courage to do some things. First of all, I need enough courage to earnestly ask him to search it. I mean, keep in mind who I'm talking about. I'm not just praying a vain prayer. I'm talking to Almighty God. And if I know who he is, I've got to recognize who I'm talking about. And I've got to have enough courage to ask him and then have enough courage to admit to him what he reveals to me. God, give us enough courage to fall on our faces every single day and be bold enough to say, God Almighty, please search my heart. It takes courage. It takes courage to go. Oftentimes people will pray and won't pray certain things because they don't want to know certain things. But the psalmist says, I want God to search me. I have enough courage to ask him. I have enough confidence that he knows what is best for me. And I'm willing to change whatever he shows me because I want God to take what is desperately wicked, deceitful above all things, and I want him on a daily basis to take a look at it. Take a look at it. You know, if more of God's people earnestly ask God to search them and admit it to God Almighty, I have enough confidence that what you show me, I will change. Without a doubt, people would change. There's no question about it. There's no way in the world that God can look at my heart and show me something that I don't have some conviction, that I don't want to. I couldn't be comfortable with anything that God's not comfortable with if he's searching my heart. But if I'm doing it, I can reason things out. I can decide what I want to do. But the psalmist said, search me, O God. I want you to examine my heart. When God examines the heart, mark it down, he'll search it. Now, if you're a Bible believer and you're a born-again Christian, I don't have to tell you that God knows everything. It's foolish to ever go into prayer to Almighty God and decide when you start praying what you're going to tell him and not tell him. He already knows. So the psalmist was, this is serious business. I know who I'm talking about. I'm talking to Almighty God. Before I can utter a word, he's already aware of it. So I've got to have courage and confidence and a willingness to change because of who sees my heart. I don't need to try to figure out my heart. I already know it's wicked. I already know it's deceitful. I already know it's prideful. I already know that. But I want him to search it, every bit of it. When God examines the heart, first of all, he searches it. And then the second thing he said is this, verse 20. Three, search me and know my heart. Then he said, try me and know my thoughts. When God examines the heart, the first thing he does is he'll search it. Now keep in mind, he doesn't search it because he's trying to find something. He's searching it, trying to find something to let you know about it. He already knows everything. So the psalmist said, God, I want you to search me and know my heart. In other words, I want you to look and see what I can't see. I want you to reveal to me what I don't see. So he says, I want you to search me and know my heart, but don't stop there. I want you to try me and know my thoughts. And we say, I want you to prove to me and other people that I am what I say I am. So he says, not only do I want you to search my heart, but I want you to test my motives. God, I really want you to take a look at me so that I will know and everybody else will know it's not just about my actions, it's about my attitude. Test my motives. And God will do that. Sometimes he has to test our faith. Psalmist says, I want to know whether my faith is real. God, I want you to test my love. Make sure my love is what it ought to be. Test my patience. Test my friendship. Test my burdens. Try everything. Why? I've got a deceitful heart that'll mislead me. It'll have me going through life saying things that are not real. Even convincing people. But when you search me, you're going to test my heart. But you're going to try my motives. And you're going to let me and let everybody else know that I am what I say I am. I'm worried about my heart, the psalmist said. My heart can fool me. My heart can deceive me. I don't want to be that way. So I'm going to go to the testing ground where the God who knows all, sees all, knows everything about me. So when I say something from my heart, it'll be real. Therefore, I want you to prove my motives. When God examines the heart, first of all, he's going to search it. He's going to see everything, every bit of it. Because God wants me to act out what is in my heart in a real way. I'm baffled at what I see in Christianity today, where people just seem to be happy-go-lucky. And if you look at them and listen to them and see what they do, you wonder how in the world can they attribute that to real Christianity and walking with God. It's because of the heart. The heart has convinced them that that's okay. The heart has convinced them that you can do that. You can look like that. You can behave like that. After all, didn't you search your heart? And your heart says, yeah, it's fine. But did God say it was fine when he searched the heart? Thirdly, verse 24. When God examines the heart, first of all, he searches the heart. Then secondly, he'll test our motives. And then thirdly, the psalmist said in verse 24, and see if there be any wicked way in me. He says, God, after you search my heart and test my motives, here's what I need. Because my heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, here's what I need. I need you to reveal my sins. In other words, he says, expose every wicked way. Point out my sins so that they can be delivered and handled effectively. That means, God, I want you to reveal to me all of my sins. I have sins of commission. I do certain things. There are sins that I commit that I know. I've got habits. I want you to check out and see if I need to change them. I want you to check everything about. I don't want there to be any stones that are not turned over. I want every single one of them. Sins that I commit, habits and obvious things, I want them But God, I don't want you to reveal any sins of omission. If I'm not praying right, I'm not giving right, I've got a pride problem, things that nobody else can see, I want every single one of them revealed to me. Why? So I can effectively do something about them. Because man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. You know, think about the God that we serve? He's a heart God. He's still about the heart. And he says, I want you to reveal any sin, secret sins, anything at all that I can act upon them in my life. And then finally, look at how this thing progresses. He said, I want God to examine my heart. That requires searching. I have to have enough courage to ask him and admit to him whatever he reveals to me. But then, God, I want you to test my motives, every single one of them. Make sure I'm real. All right? I can't trust my heart. And then I want you to reveal any wicked way in me whatsoever. Every single one of them. And then he ends this by saying this. If God searches my heart, and when God tests my motives, and when God reveals my sin, then the last thing he asked the Lord to do, he said, lead my life. He said, and lead me in the way everlasting. You know what he's saying? God, if you search my heart, you test my motives, you reveal my sins, then I want you to lead me according to your will and according to your way. I've been so busy searching my own heart and what my heart reveals to me sometimes causes me to do what's not pleasing to Almighty God. Someone said, I'm tired of that. I don't want that in life. I want you to examine my life because my heart is deceitful above all things and desperately, desperately wicked. What I want you to do is I want you to, maybe you're already doing it. I pray it have been many, many years. And I'm nowhere close to being perfect. But I fall on my face every single day. And I take a moment to realize I'm about to talk to Almighty God, a man with a heart that's deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Now, you may not believe that, but I believe that. Maybe you're so saved and you're so spiritual, you got such a good heart that that doesn't apply to you. I'm not there. I'm a Bible believer. So I believe when the Bible says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, I believe that. You know what that tells me? I can't live the way I ought to in this Christian life by just checking out my heart as I see it. I need someone who's in the heart making, heart changing business. So every day I said, Lord, search me and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. I want to know personally what you see in my heart and then reveal it to me. And then, God, if you reveal it, then I want you to lead me according to your will, according to your word, according to your way, because I can't trust my heart. There are too many Christian people today, and I can't figure it out, who are running through life, obviously, not in the will of God, not according to the word of God, not according to the way of God, but they're acting as if Christianity is the greatest thing they ever had in their life. I wonder, when you have those kinds of things happening in your life, maybe the heart has deceived people to live at a certain level of life based on what they saw when they searched their heart. What makes the difference today is not us checking or searching our hearts. We need to beg God Almighty every single day, search my heart. Examine this wicked thing that you in your word said is deceitful above everything and desperately wicked. Search my heart. And I hope you'll take that little thought tonight and you'll make it a habit. I don't mean words. I've lived long enough, preached long enough, been around people long enough, that there are a host of people today, good, God-fearing people, serving God in churches today, that are not allowing God to search the hearts, and we've reached a point in our lives where all the ways of a man are clean in his own heart. But God pondereth the spirit. May God help us to sincerely let us function according to what God reveals in our heart and not according to what we search and find, and let the heart deceive us and lead us contrary to the word of God. May God help us to let him do what he can only do that nobody else can do, examine our hearts. And if he does it on a daily basis, he'll search it, he'll try my motives, he'll reveal my sins, he'll lead my life according to his word, according to his way, according to his will. And that's what Christianity is all about. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, I thank you for this great portion of Scripture. And I do believe without a doubt, know from your word, know from experience, that the heart is deceitful above everything and desperately wicked. If a man after God's own heart longed for you to examine his heart, and we certainly need it in the day in which we live, help us, I pray, to realize even when we search our hearts, that's no guarantee that what we find is what it takes to be what you would have us to be. Help us to rely upon you to search it, to try our motives, to reveal our sins, and then God lead us according to your will, your way, your word. It'll make a difference in the day in which we live. As you bless the invitation time, speak to our hearts. We ask it in Jesus' name and for his sake. Amen. Let's stand together.